Chapter 3. Working with loops in Python. Chapter 4. Handling exceptions in your code. Chapter 5. Conditional statements in Python. Conclusion. The Blueprint to Hacking. Beginner's Guide to Ethical Computer Hacking by Cyberpunk Architects. Introduction. With today's high level of technological culture and massive development of information technology, there is no surprise many people see their future in this field of industry. This type of science, information science, is desirable and available to broad masses of people. By knowing the real power of information technology, you will be able to manipulate, store, and study many different types of data from the comfort of your home. In the world, there are many undergraduate degree programs preparing students to work in this field of industry on many different levels. IT specialists work for huge companies and are responsible for network administration and software development, increasing productivity and efficiency. On the other hand, there is huge subculture involving people who are accessing online databases, manipulating and overcoming limitations of the software. By overcoming the obstacles and limitations of programming systems, you will be able to engage in advanced studies of software and operating systems. You will enter into a different world of information technology. This audiobook is about ethical computer hacking, so we will discuss hacking only in an ethical manner. Hacker ethic allows you to manipulate software in no harmful way to share information to the world that is not damaging in any way. This guide will teach you how to access computers and information that can benefit you and others as well. We all know that knowledge should be shared, especially knowledge that can be helpful and can improve our personal knowledge. Information should be available to everybody, and all information should be free. Today, computers are life-changing and take a huge part in everybody's life. This ethical beginner's guide to hacking computers will be your card into the power of information technology. There is a common goal. Many principles and values of hacker ethic are based on this common goal. By using the knowledge of hacking, you will be able to create something completely new and interesting. You will be able to access computers, learn about operating systems, and share information to the world. You will see limitless opportunities in the information sector and be amazed by the greatness and power of one single bit of information. Ethical ideas and values of this subculture have constructive goals, and there is always feeling of right and wrong present. Only ethical hacking is right and not damaging in any way. In order to overcome obstacles of hacking, first of all, you will need to be online. Besides being online, you will need an operating system Linux. Most of the internet sites run Linux operating system. I will later explain how to use Linux terminal. You need to have point-to-point protocol internet connection. Most of DLS connections are fortunately point-to-point protocol. If you don't have PPP, point-to-point protocol, contact your internet service provider and tell them you are interested in getting PPP. All of these steps will be explained later step by step. But you should know that hacking isn't an easy job. It demands constant learning and adoption of new knowledge. Learning and discovery is an essential thing when it comes to hacking. It will take you a certain number of hours on a computer each day. Before going into the world of hacking, you should be familiar with programming languages and have certain programming skills. There are many programming languages, and I recommend Python because it is simple and easy to use. There are great tutorials about programming with Python, so you don't need to spend extra money on books. Besides Python, later you should be learning other programming languages like C and C++. They are very difficult to learn, but at some point you will be able to use them after learning the basics of Python. We will discuss these basic steps later in detail. First, you need to know there are many different types of hackers and many reasons why people enter the world of hacking. You should be familiar with these types of hackers, even though this is such a stereotypical view. 1. SkriptKitty is the type I am mentioning first. This is normally an amateur hacker who breaks into people's computers and have poor knowledge of information technology. SkriptKitty uses prepackaged automatic scripts and software created by real hackers. They are copying codes from these automatic scripts. They just download prepared software in order to put a virus or something else harmful.